Hi, Courtney.
No, that's not her.
This is not.
Who's calling?
My name is Jesse Jones, and are you related to Courtney Leeson? This is just for a national opinion survey. Nothing to be alarmed about.
A what?
A national opinion survey, you know, the upcoming elections and all that good stuff. We just would like to hear your opinion on this. And this is about issues facing your community and the nation. You can do the survey yourself if you have a few minutes.
I can give you Courtney's number if you want to talk with her.
I mean, I could take it down, no worries, but now that I have you on the line, and if you don't mind helping me out with my surveys, that would be wonderful. It's only a few minutes.
Okay.
It's just questions about the upcoming elections and stuff like that. Are you okay with that?
Oh, okay.
All right, thank you very much. I highly appreciate your help here. Now, I'll go ahead and begin with the questions. Again, it takes a few minutes, all right, so if you have time. So, in your opinion, does matter to us, and they're confidential, okay? So, let's begin. What are the chances you will vote in the November general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, or other offices? Are you certain to vote, probably vote, or 50-50?
Yes. I'm certain to vote.
Perfect, okay. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
30, okay. And your ethnic group background, please. Your nationality.
Black.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's elections for president. U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices scale 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not motivated and 10 means you're highly motivated.
10. Stop.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job, okay? So if they're not familiar to you, just tell me they're not familiar, but I'm pretty sure you've heard of these people, okay? So Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman. Do you strongly approve of her or strongly disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. Joe Biden as president?
Approve.
Okay. Is that strongly approve or somewhat approve? I heard that one. Just be honest.
Strongly
this isn't.
I'm voting for Trump. Strongly,
okay.
Because I'm not voting for Trump. So.
Right. So that's one of the upcoming questions there. So let me go with the next one. Sherrod Brown as senator.
Who's the other one for senator?
That's the only one we have here for this question.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's either you approve or you disapprove. Yeah?
Oh, approve. Yeah. Hey!
Okay.
Approve.
No worries. I have kids of myself, so it's okay.
Get it back to her, please.
You know, sometimes it could be a handful, but it's okay. I'm a father of four, so.
Four. Oh, I only
got
two.
All right. So the next one would be Donald Trump as president. How do you feel about that?
Hell no.
So is that a strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove, yeah. I sound kind of professional.
That's okay. You know, your opinion doesn't matter. And again, these are confidential surveys. As long as we get it complete and I turn in my answers, we're good, okay?
Okay.
Now, we'll go on to the next one. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable, unfavorable impression, if you have if you ever heard of them or not heard of them as well, okay? Now,
okay.
Marcy Kaptur, are you very favorable or very unfavorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. This is an institution. First Energy, are you favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, that's how I get my life, sir. I guess I'm favorable.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Favorable.
Okay. Some of these questions, they might sound like they repeat themselves, but don't pay no mind to that. Just say yes or no or whatever, okay? Now, the next one is Democrats in Congress. How do you feel about that? Very favorable or unfavorable?
Very favorable. We need more.
Okay. What about Republicans in Congress?
Unfavorable.
Okay. So just to get that clear, is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Derek Marine?
Don't know who that is.
Never heard, okay. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Perfect. You're doing a great job so far. We're about halfway there, okay? The elections for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. If the elections for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. There's one more person here. Or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Really? No, I would do Joe Biden.
Joe Biden. Okay. Democrat Joe Biden. Okay. And if the elections for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Next question. And if the elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay. All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marine, or would you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marine?
I would have to look him up. I'm unsure of him. I would say unsure if that's an option.
Okay. These are your options: a chance or no chance.
Repeat that again, sir.
There's a chance or no chance you vote. And these are just statistics.
Oh.
No.
Oh. I don't even know him. No chance, I guess.
Okay. Okay. He is a Republican Party, so if that helps, you can.
Oh. Okay. All right. So,
the next one is, now I'm going to read a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur, okay? And then you give me the feedback about that after I'm done with the statement, okay?
Okay.
Now, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference to you?
It makes no difference to me.
Okay, no difference. Perfect. So this is, I'm going to read a few statements, almost the same like you just heard, and you just give me your answer, okay?
Okay.
So after taking money from First Energy and the criminal involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of ill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we put the bill for Marine's capture. How do you feel about that? Are you most likely to vote for him, or more likely, or no difference?
Hold on, he got something to do with, actually, that's what I'm saying. I need to really read up on this guy. So, hold on, he got something to do with First Energy Solar and why my light bills are so high?
Yes. So, if you want me to read this to you one more time, then that you could get a clear idea.
Okay.
So, after taking money from First Energy and the criminal involved in the biggest corrupt case in state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility bill rates are through the roof. Okay.
Banning out First Energy? Did you say banning? I'm sorry.
Let me see.
I'm dropping my microphone. Did you say banning out? Where are you going? Over here.
So Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out Bailing out?
Oh, bailing.
Are you looking at
okay, no. Mm-hmm. Bailing out. Okay.
Yes.
More unlikely. More. Okay, hold on. What was your option again for?
So,
not in favor to vote for him.
Okay, so much less likely you're not going to vote, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get worker compensation, Marine even voted no on that. How do you feel about that?
Put it in your pocket. Hold on 1 second. Put it in your pocket.
Take your time.
L. Come on, dude. Everybody is in here waiting on you. Everybody is at the door. Right here. Boom. Waiting on you. Put it in your pocket. Yes, they are. They are waiting on you. Everybody's waiting on you to go. Hello.
I'm here.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for participating with me. It really means a lot to me, so I'll wait all the time. If you have to pause again, I'll wait. No worries, okay?
Okay. I'll just put my daughter in. Give me 1 second.
All right. Go ahead.
I
appreciate that. So if you already get the drift, these statements are about this Derek Marine person. So it's just, you know, some statements that people say, and we would like to know how you feel about that. These are true facts, okay?
You're about the Derek Marine person?
No, the statements that I'm reading to you are about Derek Marine, and we want to know how you feel about that, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we left off on, I'll read it again. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Marine even voted no on that. How do you feel about him about that? Was that more, much less likely to vote, or no difference?
Much less likely. I'm a nurse, so.
First responder.
Yeah. Much less likely.
Yes. Okay. The next one is, in the state legislature, Derek Marine supported anti-union laws to drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leaves by nearly half. In Congress, Marine would stand with those who voted to get Social Security and medical care and would raise the retirement age. Will you be much less likely, no difference, or more likely to vote?
Much less likely.
Yeah. Okay. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Marine sought extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, regal signs for lawmaker office, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
Exactly.
Much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, or more likely. How do you feel?
Less likely.
Okay.
Like, less likely to vote for him.
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it is. Okay, so we have two more statements on him, and then we're moving along. We're about 80% complete, okay? As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. With that, much less likely to vote, somewhat less likely,
yes.
No difference?
Yes, much less likely.
Okay. So the next one, Derek Marine wrote a bill that would define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Marine's bill would prosecute both doctors and women potentially leading to prison, and could even find them punishable by death. Marine's bill would also force doctors to reimplant ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse.
So just let the woman die. Okay. No. More than likely. Less likely to vote for.
Yeah. I'm a father of four, so figure that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Next. So, based on what you heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine? Or would you still vote for him? And this is, you could put it in your own words. How do you feel? After everything you heard, how do you feel about this? Would you vote or would you not vote for Derek Marine?
I would not vote for him. He does not sound like he's for the people. He sounds like he's more so for his kind of people and not the people of America. So, no, I would not vote for him.
This is what I put down. These are your own words. If they sound familiar, please tell me. If you want me to add or take something out, I will, okay? I will not vote for him. He is not for the people of America, so I will not vote for him. Looks like he works for himself, right?
We can take out the looks like he worked for himself. That sounds
okay.
Cool. We can take out that last part.
The last one? Okay. So,
yes.
Okay. We'll go on to the next. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general elections for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
Okay, perfect. We're almost there. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine?
Derek Marine, does that sound like he is for the middle class, which is what I am and most of America is? And we do not need someone in office that is not looking out for the majority of America that makes America go round, which is the middle class people.
So he is not in favor of the middle class?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's not in favor. And we need more people who... For the rest of us? Or how would you word that? We need more people...
For the middle class.
For the...
In support of the middle class.
Middle, okay. In support of the middle class. Okay, perfect. What is the last year of high schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when you get your category, okay? Okay, first through 11th grade, high school graduate, technical or vocational school, some college but no degree, associate's degree, bachelor's degree. Perfect. Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Democrat, okay. Is that strong Democrat or not too strong?
Not too strong.
Okay. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important,
okay.
Somewhat important, not too important.
Not too important. Personal identity, not too important.
Excuse me. Okay, not too important. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
Okay, Democrat Joe Biden. Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for participating. You've done a great job. Thank you.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Have a wonderful day. You too. Bye.
Thank you.